The surveyors for the CP were way out in front of the graders, all the way to the east of the Salt Lake, working their way up Weber Canyon, then through Echo Canyon, across the Wasatch Range, and on to Fort Bridger on the eastern slope of the range. By the spring of 1867, they were setting up their flags and stakes right beside those of the UP surveyors. The CP intended to get to Fort Bridger, whereas the UP boasted that it would meet the CP at the California-Nevada border. E.B. Crocker wished the two lines could work together, but it wasn't to be. There was big money at stake. As Stanford wrote to Huntington, "Our real profits lie in the road beyond the Sierra Nevadas, and to secure the line to Salt Lake, if necessary, we can afford to make great sacrifices in getting over the mountains." Salt Lake City was the only settled establishment between the two ends of track, the only place that needed to import goods that could be carried on trains, and the only one that had products to export. So the surveyors kept surveying, the graders kept grading, the rail layers kept laying.